Your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, April 26, 2018. I'm David Knight. We have just had news that Dr. Ronny Jackson has withdrawn as VA Secretary nominee. And today we have Scott Pruitt going before questioning in Congress, and we're going to talk to you about what's really up with that. One of the amazing things that they're coming after him for is saying, well, he's got an email account. He's got a couple of different email accounts. Well, all of his email accounts, unlike his predecessor in the Obama administration, Lisa Jackson, who, by the way, is now a vice president at Apple Computer, and was part of this globalist confab with Macron at the White House. It's over the big state dinner. I like to call it Bilderberg on the Potomac. Well, she was there, and she didn't get removed. They all said, no, even though she created a false identity. We're going to talk to you about that. Even though she created a false identity, it was okay. See, she was trying to hide information. Scott Pruitt is being attacked because he's trying to make the information that the EPA has hidden from the public, he's trying to make that transparent. One of the big things that he's being attacked on in Washington and in the establishment press is the fact that he wants to make the data that is being used for public policy decisions available to the public. That's why I say the EPA is about the only organization in Washington that is being run properly. Not that I believe that there's even any constitutional authority for the EPA. Look, we need to protect our environment from pollution and so forth. That needs to be done at the state level. That was never constitutionally done. If you want to do it at the federal level, fine. Amend the Constitution. Because the Ninth and Tenth Amendments say you don't have power to do that. So if you think that needs to be done there, if you think that Washington is so incredibly competent, as a matter of fact, you think Washington's competent. Okay, an Amtrak trains don't fit in Miami's new $2 billion train station. So let's just leave that there, okay? You know, what government program can you do without to get rid of the income tax, as Harry Brown used to say when he ran for Libertarian candidate. But nevertheless, when we look at what's going on with Scott Pruitt, I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. I don't care about Ronny Jackson. I don't know if he would fix the problems at the VA. This was something that President Trump had said. He said it's become a distraction for President Trump. Well, President Trump made that clear a couple of days ago. He has a distraction. I don't know why he wants to do it. Maybe he should just move on. He throws that suggestion out there. So now he has. I mean, this is a guy who served with Obama. I think he actually served with George W. Bush. There were some allegations made about him in 2012. Obama looked at those. He decided 6 years ago that he would keep him. He's been there in that capacity since then. So I, you know, but nevertheless, he's withdrawn. Are they going to, however, be able to force out Scott Pruitt? Because he is bringing transparency. Don't you think that Americans have a right to know about this? You know, as we look at these other confirmation hearings going through, we got Gina Haspel, who is at the CIA, and the CIA has said that they will allow senators to review some classified material on Gina Haspel. Let me repeat that. The CIA will allow some material on Gina Haspel to be reviewed by the Senate, who is cleared for this at the highest level. I mean, this is the Senate Intelligence Committee. See, that's the kind of non-transparency that typically characterizes everything that the federal government does. That's why when somebody like Scott Pruitt comes in and says, well, if you're going to create policy, if you're going to shut down entire industries, let's make this data available. I was part of a group that tried to sue to get the hoaxer, the climate alarmist, who created the hockey stick nonsense, to try to get his data shown. Because in the wake of ClimateGate, they were hiding the decline. They were manipulating the figures. So we said, let's see the figures. You've already published your conclusions. You did this while you were being paid by a state organization, and it has been used to create public policy. But no, you can't see that. That's why they hate it. All right, we're going to talk about the Frog Prince and his address before Congress as well. Stay with us.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Thursday, April 26, 2018. I'm going to take a look at the address that French President Macron made to Congress yesterday. He dumped on Trump in terms of free trade, in terms of climate change, in terms of fake news, and in terms of the Iran deal. And the Democrats loved it, gave him a standing ovation. So we're going to take a look at the Frog Prince and what he had to say. I think he should have been frog marched out of Washington rather than feted and dined everywhere with a Bilderberg on the Potomac type of ceremony. But we're going to take a look at what this guy is really about, because he is the front man for globalism, make no doubt about it. And so we're going to look at what's going to be happening with Iran. Was he able to change President Trump's mind on Iran, on a troop pullout in Syria? He keeps talking about, oh, we got to get over all of this fear. And yet everything that he is selling is fear. He is selling fear of different voices, calling it fake news. That's the they have now taken up that mantle that was created by the alternative press and President Trump, and they've now taken that up and used fake news as the mantle of censorship. And that's the context in which Macron is using it, attacking the press freedoms. We're also going to talk about the new controversy that has come up about the North Korean test site. We've had a paper in Hong Kong. Some geologists have analyzed this. Remember back in October, there were massive earthquakes at the site where they were conducting the nuclear test. They had more than 200 people reportedly killed. Geologists and others studying it by satellite are talking about how they think that it has completely destroyed that site and that it may represent a nuclear contamination threat ongoing. So maybe that's what's going on in terms of stopping the nuclear test there. We're also going to take a look at China, its rising sea power. We have a U.S. admiral who says that China is now in control of the South China Sea. And by the way, that is not their sea. It goes all the way to the Philippines, where they set up the artificial islands and started and basically created a military base there, destroying some natural reefs and so forth, that artificial island. That's very close to the Philippines. You know, the Gulf of Mexico runs all across the coast of Florida, Alabama, all the different, Louisiana, Texas, all the different states. Mexico does not own the Gulf of Mexico any more than China owns the China Sea. But as a U.S. admiral says, they're now in control of that, and they are asserting their sea power. And we're also going to talk about the controversy and the investigations ongoing still in the Syrian alleged gas attacks. The OPCW has been there a couple of weeks now after the alleged incident, although we've had a lot of people from the press there, Robert Fisk. We've had the largest German state media organization there. All of them have refuted the claims that were there. So we're going to see what's being said about the OPCW. But, you know, shoot the missiles first and then do the due process later. It's important to get that order correct, right? So we're going to get to the Frog Prince in just a little bit. But before we do, we have new information. Dr. Ronny Jackson has withdrawn as VA secretary nominee. He said the false allegations against him have become a distraction for President Trump. President Trump said he would have done a great job. He has tremendous heart. These are false accusations. They're trying to destroy a man. And Jackson said, the allegations against me are completely false, fabricated. If they had any merit, I would not have been selected. By the way, he wouldn't have been there for another 6 years. I don't know how long he's been there. There was a report in 2012 by the Navy's medical inspector general that accused him of exhibiting unprofessional behavior amid a power struggle over the White House medical unit. So this is infighting, political infighting as well. We don't like the way that he acted or whatever. He was still, that was during the Obama administration. That was 6 years ago. He remained there throughout the Obama administration. He's been there since President Trump became president. So I would have thought if there was anything to it, they would have done something about it. But he's actually been there for 12 years. And it wasn't just Obama. He was there during George W. Bush's administration. He said, if these charges had any merit, I would not have been selected, promoted, and entrusted to serve in such a sensitive and important role as physician to three presidents over the past 12 years. Again, probably another example of somebody being destroyed to make President Trump look bad, in my opinion. I don't know. I haven't looked at the issues there. I don't have an opinion one way or the other about this nominee. However, I do have an opinion about Scott Pruitt, who is going to face a grilling today in Congress over charges that I believe are simply false and charges that are based upon the fact that he has been the most effective appointment that President Trump has made. Totally in line with the agenda that President Trump ran on and pulling back the EPA from a position of managing our economy, destroying entire industries, subsidizing others that cannot succeed. I mean, you know, we've had the previous EPA and federal government would subsidize things like Solyndra, Tesla. They would shut down the coal industry, on the other hand, and try to force things that the marketplace doesn't want. And at the same time, hiding the science from people. Cannot see the data. You just trust me. I've already looked at this, and you are not going to be allowed to see the data. And one of the most interesting ironies, or actually, not irony, it's actually hypocrisy about all this, is that one of the things they're going to be grilling him on is his email account. They say that he has multiple email accounts that they allege that he improperly maintained, that he maintained a secret email address, sooner7@epa.gov. Now, all the email addresses that he has refer to him or to Oklahoma, because he used to be the attorney general in Oklahoma before he became EPA administrator. Nothing hidden about any of this. As a matter of fact, the EPA says one of these email accounts was started and then never used. The other three are attributed to him. Two are used by staff for calendaring and public correspondence. The third is used by the administrator himself. Now, let's compare this to what Lisa Jackson, Barack Obama's EPA secretary, did. She actually created a false identity. She created a not just an email pseudonym, but a complete identity. Richard Windsor. Richard Windsor is what she called herself. It was discovered by Chris Horner when he was researching his book. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. His book was The Liberal War on Transparency. And what he discovered was that she had created this identity, this email identity. And not only was Richard Windsor her pseudonym to try to hide information, but it went beyond the email. She actually gave awards to Richard Windsor, a fake employee. Gave him distinctions and certificates, including a scholar of ethical behavior. So she creates this false identity, non-existent person, maintains that he is an EPA employee, and then to underscore this false identity that she's created, she awards this fake non-existent employee that is a figment of her attempt to hide information. To make that stick, to make it look real, she gives Richard Windsor, her pseudonym, distinctions and certificates and a Scholar of Ethical Behavior Award. And they have the audacity to pull Scott Pruitt into Congress to ask him about three email accounts that are attributed to him, two used by staff for calendars and public correspondence. The third is used by the administrator himself. They have the audacity to do that. Let me tell you what they're really concerned about. They're not concerned about his lack of transparency. They're concerned because he wants to make the EPA transparent to the public. And I'll tell you more about that when we come back. We'll also talk about the lack of transparency from the CIA on Gina Haspel. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
just talking about the absurdity, the hypocrisy of this grilling of Scott Pruitt. We understand what this is about. We understand they're coming after him for the things that they allowed Lisa Jackson to get away with. As a matter of fact, when Lisa Jackson did that, created the false identity, immediately you had Republican lawmakers, again, to review for people who are just joining us, Obama's EPA director had a fake email account, but she also created a fake identity with that, Richard Windsor. So Lisa Jackson creates Richard Windsor and uses that as an email and then pretends that he's a real employee and underscores the lie by awarding him multiple awards, including a Scholar of Ethical Behavior. How's that for hypocrisy? Ethical behavior as she's trying to hide everything that she's doing there. So Republican lawmakers, watchdog groups, took her to task. They quickly began to investigate Lisa Jackson because of this false identity she created. And she said she was following a practice that had been set by previous administrators by using a non-public email for internal communications. That's what she said in 2012. But now when you have Scott Pruitt have email accounts, three of them, two of them used by staff for calendars and for public correspondence, the third one used by him, and all of them have things like sooner in it because he's from Oklahoma. Oh, they're going to investigate that. Now, what they're really concerned about is the fact that he does want transparency. That's what you cannot have in Washington. It's okay if you create false identities. It's okay if the CIA says the Senate Intelligence Committee can't see information about Gina Haspel before they decide if she should be promoted to chief of the CIA. Can't see that information. You're not allowed to see what she did at the CIA. The Senate Intelligence Committee. These are people who are cleared for everything. And these are people who are supposed to be doing the oversight of the CIA. The CIA says they will allow some information to be put out there, but not all of it. Not all of it. And so when you have somebody like Scott Pruitt who says the public needs to know what the basis of the EPA's decisions are, these got to be taken out. And that's what this show trial today is all about. Forbes came out, said EPA Chief Scott Pruitt says to delete decades of science in the name of transparency. See, if they can't hide it from you, this is why it's not science, because they're not showing you the evidence. They are hiding the decline. They're manipulating the decline. They're telling you, trust us based on who we are. I am a well-known scientist, and look, I have degrees, maybe not in climate change, maybe in something completely different, but I have degrees, and I teach at a prestigious university, so you should just shut up and bow to my authority. I'm not going to show you any data. I'm not going to let you test my models. I'm not going to let you question my assumptions. The science is settled, and if you say otherwise, I'm going to call you a denier of my artificial religion. And that's what Forbes is saying. You're going to delete science so you can have transparency. No, science demands transparency. So many times we have people talk about, oh, this isn't peer-reviewed. Well, let's make it peer-reviewed. Let's make it public-reviewed. That's real science. Real science is peer-reviewed. And so it says they want EPA employees to be able to only let out the conclusions. They don't want you to see the data. The rule proposed by Pruitt that they hate about transparency would simply set new standards for any scientific studies that are used to write regulations and rules. Which, by the way, regulations and rules are far more dangerous than laws. If you violate their regulations and rules, you don't have any due process under the Bill of Rights. You don't have the presumption of innocence. They can send you to their tribunal, their own court. They can declare that you are guilty. All of this stuff, remember, all this stuff began with the IRS, but now all the agencies are doing it, especially the EPA. And they can come after you with excessive fines as punishment. You have to prove that you're innocent, and you have no protections under trials in terms of calling witnesses. And all that is shut down because they say if it's a law, you get the Bill of Rights protections. But if it's a rule or a regulation, forget about all that. You're now in some kind of a Kafka-esque world that they have created. And so Scott Pruitt says, we're going to have any scientific studies that are used for writing rules and regulations there that are going to be made widely available to the public. This is what they hate. This is what they can't stand. Because it's going to expose their lies. And that's why they have to take Scott Pruitt out. The rule would require the underlying data of scientific studies used to make federal environment and energy policy be open to public inspection and possible criticism. Peer-reviewed, public-reviewed. Oh, no. Get Scott Pruitt out of there. We'll manufacture some kind of a scandal to get him out. And they may. Who knows? Meanwhile, as we look at the confirmation of Gina Haspel, the CIA says they're going to allow senators to review some classified material. They say they are, and listen to this, actively working towards sharing. How do you actively work towards sharing? We're actively thinking about it. We're actively working towards sharing additional information, and the Democrat senators that are on the House Intelligence Committee are furious about this. The Republicans, I guess, are taking a powder because President Trump wants this torturer as head of the CIA. So we just shut up because it's our party and it's our president. So he can't do anything wrong, right? Just rubber stamp this torturer for head of the CIA. They came out and said, and of course they would not be saying this if she had been picked by Obama. Let's understand. The partisanship goes both ways. The blindness and the blinders go both ways. But they said, and this is true, at least now they're saying the truth about it because it's on the other foot, concealing her background when no sources and methods are at stake shows nothing but contempt for the Senate and the public. We believe senators and the American public have the need to know whether or not the nominee before us was a senior manager for a program that has been shown to be deeply flawed. That's putting it mildly. War criminal. As well as a number of other disturbing facts about her record. And so, yeah, for her, we should have, and because, you know, we should have a an investigation, there should be transparency for the public. But if Scott Pruitt wants to do that at the EPA, for stuff that's going to be used to completely shut down entire, oh no, can't have that kind of transparency at the EPA. But let's get back to Gina Haspel. We've got 109 ex-U.S. generals have signed a letter opposing Gina Haspel's appointment to the CIA. They said she's intimately involved in torture. This is 109 retired U.S. generals and admirals have urged lawmakers to reject Gina Haspel's nomination and to declassify her role in the notorious interrogation program. Generals and admirals who signed the petition said they were troubled by the prospect, quote, of someone who appears to have been intimately involved in torture. They oppose her being elevated to a top position in the U.S. intelligence community. Among the notable signatories are former commander of the U.S. Army, David Maddox, former Marine Corps Commandant Charles Krulak, Lee Gunn, former Inspector General of the Department of the Navy. The document cites uncontested reports that Haspel ran a CIA black site prison. It mentions her role in the oversight of the CIA's controversial interrogation program that was rife with mismanagement and abuse. And we're going to have more on this on the other side of the break. We're also going to be talking about the Frog Prince gives a joint address to Congress yesterday. What did he have to say?
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body.
that it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to get back to Gina Haspel and the letter from 109 ex-U.S. generals and admirals saying we don't want this woman in charge of the intelligence community in a high-ranking position as director of the CIA. I want to tell you why and what they had to say, but I also want to remind you that we're coming up in the next hour. We have Gerald Celente. We'll be talking to him about what's happening economically, what's happening with geopolitics. And in the third hour, we're going to have Roger Stone talking about the lawsuit, among other things, giving us the inside story as to what's happening in Washington. But this lawsuit that came out of the DNC that named him and President Trump and others, but also Russia, the geographical entity, not the legal entity, Russia, the geographical entity, as Lionel and I were laughing about that yesterday. Lionel said, okay, so you're going to serve this lawsuit on Russia. Exactly how do you do that? So anyway, we're going to talk to him about that because the real story here is not even that. It's not even the absurdity of this lawsuit, the vast right-wing conspiracy that now even includes something called Russia. It is also about the fact that Roger Stone, as well as WikiLeaks, has said they're going to do this. Roger Stone is already saying, all right, show us the servers. He's going where the FBI fears to tread, actually asking the DNC to put up or shut up about this nonsense about hacking. It never happened, folks. It was an insider who turned it over to WikiLeaks. And as we look at WikiLeaks, and as we look at what's going on with that, I just watched last night The Post. And, it was a veiled attack at President Trump. But It's important history for you to understand what happened with that. And the fact that we had a whistleblower who had acquired classified information that the public needed to know about. That's what we're talking about here. Greg Pruitt is, they're trying to remove him from office because he wants you to be able to see the data that they base their quote unquote science on. But they don't want it peer reviewed. They don't want it public reviewed, especially. They don't want you to know what was going on in Vietnam. And when those papers came out, the New York Times started talking about what had been revealed, but they quickly put a gag order on them. The court did, and say, you better not show those papers. Better not publish those. Washington Post was upset that they hadn't been involved in the loop, and so they were anxious to publish those papers as well. They actually started publishing excerpts from the paper. They were both hauled before the Supreme Court very quickly in an emergency procedure. The Supreme Court said, no, freedom of the press is more important than the government's claims to have national security interests everywhere. But we have flipped that narrative now in a very dangerous way. And it has been done by multiple administrations, both Democrat and Republican. And it continues to this day. This fight for transparency, this fight for openness. And we better not allow them to do everything in the name of national security. This is a cancer that has affected our government from the federal government to the state governments to the local dog catchers. You can't go down and talk to people even at the airport about new security procedures. They just clam up. They won't say anything. It doesn't matter what you try to talk to them about as a reporter. They won't say anything. They just, oh, can't tell you. Security issues. No, no. My lips are sealed. No, they're just trying to protect their bureaucracy and claiming that it's national security. We can see this with these this report. The battle back and forth from the House Intelligence Committee. Remember, they wanted to let that stuff go out. The Democrats said, you can't do that. That's classified. It's top secret. President Trump said, well, it's now declassified. I have the capacity to do that. And everybody saw it unredacted. And you could see that there wasn't anything in there that had anything to do with national security. It was about job security for politicians. It was about them being able to continue to lie to you. And, it had nothing to do with any of that. And that's the way all this stuff rolls. All of it. So let's talk about the attempt to hide information from the Senate Intelligence Committee. Information that a lot of 109 ex-generals and admirals know about this woman. They say that this is actually coming from RT. Imagine that. RT talking about this. Isn't it interesting that the American mainstream media wouldn't talk about the fact that 109 ex-U.S. generals and admirals said, we don't want this woman as head of the CIA. Oh, can't have that. See, RT may lie to us about Putin, but they're going to tell us the truth about the criminals in our government. That's why it's important to have freedom of the press. You need to be able to decide, not Emmanuel Macron or Hillary Clinton or Facebook or Google. You need to be able to decide what is real news and what isn't. You have the ability. You have the right, and you better fight for that right to hear the information and make your own decisions. While understanding that some top-tier intelligence officials have spoken highly of Haspel's professional experience, and, you know, quite frankly, if she's good at what she does, it just makes a moral reprobate like her more dangerous. There's still no excuse for her involvement in torture and rendition practices, say the high-ranked retirees. Quoting from the letter, they said, we did not accept the just following orders justification after World War II, and we should not accept it now, said the letter. And, of course, what that is referring to is the Nuremberg defense. All these Nazi war criminals that stood trial at Nuremberg, what did they all say? I was just following orders. Following the orders. I was just following the orders. I'm the good soldier. I kill who they tell me to. I torture who they tell me to. Yeah. And we executed Japanese for doing what we called water torture. We now call it enhanced interrogation. And we do it. But once upon a time, when we had a moral core to our country, we executed people for doing what we now try to justify and conceal. And then the people who presided over this, President Trump wants to put at the top of the CIA and reward that. They go on to say, waterboarding and other forms of torture or cruel and inhumane treatment are and always have been clearly unlawful, said the letter signed by 109 ex-generals and ex-admirals. We need them back. Individuals in the service of our country, even at the lowest levels, have a duty to refuse to carry out such actions. They praise the fidelity to our cherished ideals, they said in the letter. And they said cruel treatment of prisoners, alien. Here's the practical aspects of it, okay? For all of you who don't care about morality, and there's a lot of you out there. A lot of you are Trump supporters, and you don't care about ethics, morality, or the Constitution, do you? It's just, what works? Does this work? Well, no, it doesn't work. The people who have done it have told you that it doesn't work. John Kiriakou had on multiple times. He blew the whistle on this. He went to jail. But the people who did the things that we used to execute people for went free. He went to jail to expose it to the American public. American public just kind of shrugged and, whatever. Maybe it works. If it does work, if there's a chance that it works, let's do it. So the struggle is always in any kind of war that we don't become the monsters that we fight. We've already become those monsters. The cruel treatment of prisoners alienates populations of countries with U.S. troop presence. Yeah, it does. And it provides them a propaganda tool for extremists, and it hinders cooperation with America's allies. Yeah, it shows us to be a criminal organization, doesn't it? So that's what's really going on with that. Now, as we look at this, let's go back and see what John Rizzo, I've talked about this guy before. This is a guy who was the senior CIA lawyer. He wrote the book called Company Man. Yeah, he'll do anything the company tells him to. He's the one who started spinning this as enhanced interrogation. And you know, he, in his book, he said he watched the hearings, the church committee hearings, where they exposed abuses of the CIA. And he said, I looked at that and listened to his justification, his take on it. All of us were looking at that and we were appalled at what the CIA had been doing. He looked at it and he said, these guys need a good lawyer. I'm going to be the CIA's lawyer. And he did. In his memoir, he said that all this torture stuff was like, quote, a big turd that was dumped on his desk. It was a decision made by Haspel's then boss, Jose Rodriguez, with her support to destroy 92 videotapes depicting 2002 torture of Zubaida and al-Nashiri. Yeah, she not only did it, but she covered it up. And that was an even bigger problem for this guy, an even bigger turd for him to deal with.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at the speech the Frog Prince gave to a joint session of Congress yesterday. The Democrats were very excited as he preached the fear of climate change and fear of nationalism. He didn't use the word authoritarian. Authoritarianism and equating people who believe in national sovereignty, equating them to the Nazis, as he has done in speeches in France and with the EU. But he came pretty close to that. And so we're going to play some of the clips of Emmanuel Macron in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports this program. And you know, there's been a lot in the news lately about the importance of gut health. We had a couple of outlets in the mainstream media do some reports, and they've all started picking up the information. And yeah, it does affect your mental mood. It affects a lot about your body. But we've been telling you this for years, and we've got a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com that focus on gut health, things like MycoZX, Biome Defense. Take a look at some of those products that we have at InfoWars that are going to help you with your gut health, probiotics, and other things. We also have some things that are on special. We got Brain Force, Bodies, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. All those are 25% off, and we have several specials focused around Super Male Vitality that are 50% off. Super Male Vitality by itself is 50% off, or you can get it in a combo with a couple of other products. You can get Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill together for 50% off for both of those, or you can get Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power together for 50% off. And finally, we have a 3-month supply of InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, storable for 25 years, non-GMO, made in America, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. If you get a 3-month supply of that, you also get our large Alexa Pure Pro filter. That's a gravity feed water filter. It's going to take out 99.9% of contaminants, things like glyphosate, fluoride, many other things that are in there, you know, lead, you name it. I mean, it's a long list if you look online of the different things that it'll filter out. So you can prepare with food and water at a great discount. That is a big savings to get that Alexa Pure Pro water filter for free. I think it's something like a $200 filter if you buy it by itself. So take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, real quickly, before we go to the Frog Prince in Congress, I just want to pull up a couple of other things as we've been talking about transparency. We have the FISA court has denied a record number of surveillance orders. And I saw this on ZDNet.com, and I thought, wow, great. Oh, they're pulling it back. And I thought, well, are they just kind of laying low because of all the criticism? And as they point out in this article, the secretive Washington court. No, it's not a court. It's a star chamber, folks. It has absolutely no similarity to a court whatsoever. This is a star chamber that the founders of this country addressed with many aspects of the Bill of Rights, and it denies every single one of those, from search warrants on out. And they say that, but however, this secretive star chamber has denied more surveillance orders during President Trump's first year than in the court's 40-year history. All right, good, good. So what does it really look like? They denied 26 applications in full and 50 applications in part. And then they reworked those and then approved them. And they say, well, that's a big deal because from the time it was created in 1978 until Obama's final year in office in 2016, from 1978 to 2016, they only rejected 21. See, it's a rubber stamp star chamber. Very dangerous. And so now we're supposed to be excited because in 1 year, they rejected more than they had in the previous decades, like 40 years, 38 years. So what did they approve? Well, they had 1,614 applications. That means that they granted 1,588 of those, 98.3%. Big deal. Big deal. What a joke. What a joke. So much for the Bill of Rights. Now we've also got the FBI rats who are jumping ship, ratting on each other. You know, I've talked about this many times, a couple of times I've talked to Matt Bracken about it. He had a chart up of all the rats involved in the FBI and the Department of Justice and all of this attempted coup. And one of the guys that you never heard anything about, the one that the press and the Department of Justice always never really talked about, was Bill Priestap. And he was actually the counterintelligence head. He was at the center of all this. He was the guy that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page reported to. It's like, why aren't we hearing anything about him? And as we said at the time, it's probably because they're lining him up to sing like a canary. And it looks like they are. Bill Priestap, FBI counterintelligence head, is the big fish. And as one high-ranking justice official said about him, the last guy I have thought would cooperate is cooperating. No, of course he's cooperating. He knows exactly what was happening. He isn't going to go to jail for Comey or for McCabe or any of these guys. He's not going to go to jail for Hillary Clinton. I mean, he's the one in the hot seat. Anyway, he knows about everything the inspector general is looking at because he was involved in it all. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Again, Peter Strzok's boss, he answered directly to McCabe. And Strzok is now cooperating. And so is Lisa Page. So we'll see what's going to come of that. All right, let's talk about the frog prince. He was saying things like, make our planet great again. He is adamantly opposed to everything that President Trump ran on, everything that he says he supports. He lectured Trump before the Congress on climate change, on free trade, on fake news, on the Iran deal, and so forth. Here are five places where Macron dumped on Trump before Congress.
And I'm sure one day, the United States will come back and join the Paris Agreement. And I'm sure...
Don't hold your breath, pal.
Iran shall never possess any nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not now, not in 5 years, not in 10 years, never.
Never.
We need a free and fair trade. For sure.
Oh, what does that mean?
We can choose isolationism, withdrawal, and nationalism. This is an option. It can be tempting to us as a temporary remedy to our fears. But closing the door to the world will not stop the evolution of the world.
Oh, yeah. If you support nationalist sovereignty, you're an isolationist.
Is the one who invented this multilateralism. You are the one now who has to help to preserve and reinvent it.
Okay, so the question is this guy a frog or a chameleon? Because this is a guy, a Rothschild banker, who gets elected at head of the Socialist Party, and now the Socialists are hopping mad with him because he lied to them. They got national strikes all over France, and he's doing things that the Socialists don't like. He will be whatever he needs to be to whoever, and he really is a very dangerous person. Yeah, part frog, part chameleon, and his eyes turn in different ways. I mean, it's really kind of creepy, isn't it? No, his eyes don't turn in different ways. It would have been easier to understand what this guy was about if he was less charming. That's the big problem. He's got this charm offense that's going on. And he's invoking the world's grandchildren. Say, we have to offer them a planet still habitable in 25 years. Sorry, I can't help but mock him. You know, he does speak English better than I speak French. I don't speak any French at all. Nevertheless, I find it humorous, okay? But anyway, he's doing this, and he gets a standing ovation from the Democrats, because what is he selling? He is selling climate fear. Climate fear. But then he lectures us about how anybody that believes in national sovereignty is fearful. It's fear and uncertainty that makes you believe that, right? And he says, we have to resolve our problems through the World Trade Organization. He said, we wrote these rules. We should follow them. Who is this we? The globalists, the Rothschilds, the Goldman Sachs people, the EU, the UN, the World Trade Organization, all these supranational organizations, they were the ones who wrote these rules. We don't like your rules. We're not going to follow your rules. You write the rules, we're going to have a revolution against it. That was what the election of President Trump was about, a revolution against those rules. He said policy should never lead us into the war in the Middle East, except if it's like in Syria. And then in that case, we need to double down. We need to do everything we can in Syria. He said, let us not create new walls ourselves on the other side, taking a dig, of course, at President Trump. He called out the illusion of nationalism. Maybe it is an illusion anymore, but it's something that we can bring back, that is being brought back. And then he, using the term fake news, strikes out against freedom of the press. See, fake news used to be when we talked about the manipulation of information by the mainstream media and by the government. But now, fake news has been taken over, just like they took over the term liberal. Liberal used to mean somebody who believed in economic and personal freedom. And then they took that term over. And now they're taking over the term fake news. Fake news means any news that they don't like, that they feel free to censor, that they feel compelled to censor, for your own protection, of course, just like the Frog Prince. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Let's continue on with what Emmanuel Macron said before the Congress. One of the themes that he talked about and returned to multiple times was the idea of nationalism that he hates. He calls it an illusion, the illusion of nationalism, as he pointed out. He talks about the evil of isolationism. No, we're not talking about isolationism because we say we want to have bilateral trade deals, which is what President Trump has made that distinction many times, as opposed to multilateral trade agreements created by multinational organizations that are above the people that have any say-so in any of this. That's what we are against. And so he says we have to have a new breed of multilateralism. It should be a results-oriented, a strong multilateralism. Got to have some teeth in this thing to force people. He says the U.S. were among the inventors of multilateralism. You are the ones now who have to stand up and reinvent it. Just as they have reinvented, as I point out, the term fake news. It's not about propaganda and lies. No, fake news is now the label that they throw at anybody so they can justify their censorship on the basis of that's not true, or that's hateful, or it's damaging, or whatever. Oh, we don't even like your entire organization. It's all fake news, so you get to shut down. That's what they have done. Then he turns to the theme of fear. And yet, there is a hypocrisy in all this. Because he talks about the climate deal, you know, the Paris Climate Accord. Oh, yeah, got a big investment in that. He says, I'm sure that one day the U.S. will come back and join the Paris Agreement. We have to do this for our grandchildren. I am sure, he said, and I am sure we can work together to fulfill with you the ambitions of the global compact on the environment. That, folks, is the underlying justification for world governance, for world taxation. That's why it is a key thing that President Trump pulled that back. And he said, yeah, you're going to get back into this one day. Yeah, we probably will when we get a Democrat in, but not legally. You know, he said, you guys got in it. You shouldn't be getting out of that again. Well, we didn't ever get in it. We had Obama and Kerry say that they were going to self-ratify. Well, that's not the process. There is a process defined in the Constitution. They don't have the authority to do it. But it was very important for President Trump to shut that down, and he did. We're glad that he did that. But then he goes on to talk about all this fear, because that is the basis of selling climate change and the Paris Climate Accord, which was really not anything to do with the, had nothing to do with protecting the environment. And many environmentalists who believe in man-made climate change will tell you that. They understood that it wasn't going to change anything. It allowed the biggest and dirtiest polluters, India and China, to continue to expand and get bigger and dirtier for decades without even putting a cap on it, and then go for a much longer time without cutting anything down. We, on the other hand, the industrialized countries, had to cut down immediately, even though we have fewer and cleaner power plants. It was about a transfer of economic control. It was not about cleaning up the environment. Absolutely not about that. It was about transferring control to a global governance body. And they sell it with fear. They sell it with alarmism. And so he comes out and he attacks nationalism by saying, we must not inflame the fears of our citizens. Well, then shut up about climate change then. Show us the science. Show us the data. Or shut up about it. He says, nationalism exposes our people to irrational fear and imaginary risk. No, that's what his Paris climate change stuff does. Let's play a little bit of a clip of here. Actually, when we come back, we're going to play it. We're going to have him fear-mongering on nationalism, not on climate change. Yeah, he sells fear when it comes to climate, but then he says, oh, anybody that wants to have national sovereignty, those are the people that you need to be afraid of. Uh-huh. Okay, we'll be right back. He actually brings in FDR in all of this. Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us in the next segment will be Gerald Celente. We're going to talk about geopolitics, the economy, many other things. Always interesting to hear Gerald Celente. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Roger Stone as he pushes back on this lawsuit that was put out by Perez of the DNC. I mean, they have, don't throw me in that briar patch. Boy, he is going to grab that lawsuit and run with it to do things that the FBI was afraid to do. And that is, look at the lies. Look at the server of the DNC. You say it was hacked? Well, let's take a look at that server. Discovery is going to be very interesting. So Roger's going to be joining us in the next hour, and Gerald Celente in the next segment. But I want to go back to Emmanuel Macron, who is selling fear when it comes to the environment. He's saying the U.S. is part of this, the people who have set up multilateralism, and you guys need to hang with that. And telling us that we've got to get back into the climate accord, selling the fear of the climate alarmism. But when it comes to nationalism, he calls that isolationism. And I want to play for you a clip where he continually returns to this concept of fear. Here's Macron before the Congress yesterday.
Together with our international allies and partners, we are facing inequalities created by globalization, threats to the planet, our common good.
Threats to the planet.
Attacks on democracy through the rise of liberalism and the destabilization of our international community by new powers.
His international community, see?
All these risks aggrieve our citizens. Both in the United States and in Europe, we are living in a time of anger and fear.
You bet. We've seen what your plan looks like.
These current global threats. But these feelings do not build anything. You can play with fears and angers for a time.
With the Paris Climate Accord.
Don't construct anything. Anger only freezes and weakens us. And as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said during his first inaugural speech, the only thing we have to fear, it is fear itself.
And Hitler's United States of Europe, which now they have with the EU. It's just Merkel instead of Hitler running Europe and telling everybody what they can and cannot do. And it's going to get worse. You know, the concentration camps, they come later. And, of course, the Democrats love this stuff, love this kind of fear of nationalism.
Let me say we have two possible ways ahead. We can choose isolationism, withdrawal, and nationalism. This is an option. It can be tempting to us as a temporary remedy to our fears. But closing the door to the world will not stop the evolution of the world. It will not douse but inflame the fears of our citizens. We have to keep our eyes wide open to the new risks right in front of us. I'm convinced that if we decide to open our eyes wider, we will be stronger. We will overcome the dangers. We will not let the rampaging work of extreme nationalism shake a world full of hopes for greater prosperity.
Yeah, we will not let the rampaging work of extreme nationalism. See, any nationalism is extreme. He didn't use the word authoritarian, as he has repeatedly in his speeches in Europe and in France. But that's what he's talking about, extreme nationalism. See, we're not afraid, Macron, we're not afraid of you globalists that you speak for. We are not acting out of irrational fear. We have seen what this does to our country. We've seen what it does with NAFTA. We've seen what you and your banker friends have done to Britain. That's why they got out. We understand exactly what this is about. We understand how you want to break down countries to the lowest level so that you can establish your world government. But he focuses on and uses fear to focus on environmentalism. Let's make our planet great again. We don't have a planet B. So he returned to the fear of environmentalism over and over again, tried to create fear of nationalism. But of course, let's embrace this global prosperity that has caused all the wealth to flow to a few individuals. He also attacked President Trump on trade, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But as we look at this, and the people that were meeting with him, the state dinner that they had for him and rolling out the red carpet. I mean, they should have frog marched this guy out of there instead of a red carpet. Antithetical to everything that President Trump ran on, everything that he said he was for. But we had a Bilderberg on the Potomac conference. We had people like Tim Cook, Apple CEO, and Vice President Lisa Jackson, you know, the person who created the fake Mr. Windsor at EPA, so she could have a fake email account, a secret hidden email account. And they have the hypocrisy to question Scott Pruitt on that because he is trying to make the data transparent. Well, so Lisa Jackson is now Vice President at Apple Computer, and she gets a seat at the table, at the White House state dinner. We also had people like Rupert Murdoch, head of Fox News. The Blackstone Group was represented. Lockheed Martin, IBM, KKR, Goldman Sachs, Henry Kissinger. That's what I call it, the Bilderberg on the Potomac. That's what this really was. And so then he continues to talk about trade. He says commercial war is not the proper answer. We should not negotiate. We should negotiate, he said, however, through the World Trade Organization. We wrote these rules. We should follow them. Well, he may not like, he tries to call it a trade war. See, if President Trump says we're going to try to equalize the tariffs and the unfair trade positions that China has done, and we're going to do that by putting a 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum, they freak out. A trade war, commercial war. And yet, Macron and others have promoted trade sanctions. Do you understand the difference between a trade sanction and a trade tariff? A tariff is a tax. Under Thomas Jefferson, we reduced the size of government to fit inside the Constitution. He said, we've eliminated all useless internal offices, and we've been able to eliminate all internal taxation. The entire government was funded off of tariffs, off of taxes on goods coming into the country. And he said, what farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man? None of them do. Nobody had any internal taxes placed on them by the federal government. But now, that's the greatest evil. But do you understand what a sanction is? A sanction says that because we had this phony gas attack in the UK at Salisbury, which has totally been turned into the exposed as an onion fantasy. And this is straight out of the onion. Absolute nonsense. But Nikki Haley and Theresa May and others put on sanctions against Russia, which means that the number two producer of aluminum in the world, Rusal, their Russian aluminum company, they even have a factory in Ireland, and nobody can buy any aluminum from them. 100% shut down. 100% shut down. As a matter of fact, it's not a tax. You will go to jail if you buy that. But they're still freaking out over President Trump's proposed 10% tax on aluminum. Oh, that's a war. But if you put sanctions on saying if you buy this stuff, your company's assets are going to be shut down. You're going to go to jail. So The German automobile manufacturers, the Japanese automobile manufacturers are freaking out. Where are we going to get the aluminum to build our cars? That's not a war, is it? Oh, yes, sanctions are a real war. But somehow, Wall Street doesn't care about that. Why? Because China is going to be the new head of the globalist people, regardless of what Macron thinks. He may become the Sun King of Europe, but it's going to be China that's going to be the one that's going to get it there. So he says, at the end of the day, if we try to have fair trade between people, if we negotiate with bilateral trade agreements, he says that will destroy jobs. It will increase prices. The middle class will have to pay for it. No, that's what your globalist policies have done to us. It's not a theory. It's history. We have seen it work. That's why we have rejected it. All right, we'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire
entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. As I was saying before, there's been a lot of talk in the last couple of days about the importance of gut health. Not only the central aspect of your health, but also affecting you psychologically. Your moods, the way you think, you know, people have always talked about their gut instinct, and you feel with your gut. We have that visceral feeling about something. Oh, that means it comes from your gut. That's long been recognized in general terms, but it's actually scientifically proven. And we've been talking to you about that for quite some time. And we have been doing this for a long time. We've got a lot of products that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com that allow you to aid your gut health. Things like MycoZX, Biome Defense, and many others. We also have several products, discounted 25%, my favorite, Brain Force. Also, Bod Ease and Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation. And we have several sales that are 50% off that are centered around Super Male Vitality. You can get that by itself, 50% off, or you can get it in combo at 50% off. Super Male Vitality plus Real Red Pill, 50% off. Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power together, 50% off for those as well. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us free and independent, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, joining us now is Gerald Celente. You can find him at TrendsResearch.com, also on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Of course, one of the most accurate and widely respected researchers and predictors of trends. And I want to talk to Gerald about, well, many things, geopolitical as well as economic. But let's start with the visit of Emmanuel Macron, who was talking to the Congress yesterday. What did you think about that, Gerald?
Oh, a little jerk, an arrogant little boy. You know, one of these little boys that talk tough, couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. The arrogance of him saying that none of us should ever keep our nationality.
Yes.
How dare we? You know, I should be just come a multinationalist. Look, you know,
that's worked out so well for us, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, as I say, you know, my blood is Italian, but my heart's American. I don't need this guy to tell me how to think. You know, I'm an American first, but, you know, I'm an Italian and I live by that ethnicity. You know, my country's my country. That's another place. But don't you tell me how they should live or anybody else should live. But I'll tell you why he has the right to do it. He's a Rothschild boy.
That's
right.
And
that's not, and that, of course, you know, that's not speculation. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. A little boy of nothing if he didn't come from the Rothschild group.
Yes.
And that's what he worked for before. So, of course, they want multinationalism and globalization, because that enriches the banksters and the multinationals.
You know, Gerald, the thing that I really hated about this was the fact that he said that he equated nationalism with fear. He equated it with fascism, with authoritarianism. Not in this speech, but in speeches that he's made in France and in European Union. He's talked about it in terms of authoritarianism and fascism and so forth. He actually said, that's what we fought World War II against. And it's not true. What we fought World War II against was a United States of Europe that was being run by Germany, and that's what we've got. He thinks that he's going to become the king of Europe and all this, but people were fighting for their liberty, for the ability to govern themselves, for the ability to keep their culture, and that's what they were fighting for, and that's what the fight for nationalism is. But when he talks about fear of that, he then turns around and starts selling environmentalism and global control with the fear of climate alarmism.
Yeah, again, you know, World War II is fought because of World War I. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody, you know, you well know history. You know, the Treaty of Versailles. The words were after it was signed, you're going to regret this. After mm-hmm. they bankrupted Germany and turned it into a place where a Hitler could take over. You know, yes. So again, you have this little piece of nothing over here, a little boy, and not very well liked, by the way, in France. Here they have all these strikes going on. And then he also uses in his speech how wonderful multinationalism just proved to be with the United States, France, and the UK sending missiles into Syria.
Yeah,
he used that as a great example. I have to, this is from
the triumph.
From,
the triumph, the triumphing achievement of this globalist organization.
This is from France 24 Press, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a couple of weeks ago, the 12th. Macron says there's proof of chemical weapons attack in Syria. French President Emmanuel Macron said Thursday that he would respond to, quote, proof that the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad had used chemical weapons. You ready? Here's the quote. At the time of our choosing.
He'll prove it whenever they feel like it. Yeah.
At the time. How could anybody? This is what's going on all over the world. And this is what really has my brain in a frazzle. How could people take this kind of crap from little jerks like him and say, what do you mean? The time of our choosing. You just launched a war. You just fired missiles into a foreign country that did nothing to you. You work for us. You show us this now. No, no. Instead, what do? You saw the sideshow. They roll out the red carpet. All these guys and girls get dressed up in military drag and they play an act. And we got to pay for this.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
And that's what concerns me about all this. I wonder, you know, how much influence he has on President Trump, because I know that President Trump started talking about having the big military pageant in the parade after he saw Macron's parade that he put on for him. He invites him here, the big state dinner and so forth. And he seems to be going a bit wobbly on the Iranian deal or whatever. But he was also, supposedly, from what everybody said, and it certainly sounds like it, it was Macron who was pushing Trump to go ahead and shoot the missiles and do the due process, do the investigation later.
And also May. Both of them are in mm-hmm. trouble. When all else fails, they take you to war. So when you ask me about this guy, he's a little war criminal, just like the others that have done this. This was against international law. There has been no proof. And as you well know, there's a lot of evidence showing that the White Helmets staged this. But we won't talk about that, because let's talk about, hey, you hear Comey's comic book sold 600,000 copies. Hey, what did Stormy Daniels have for breakfast this morning?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. She's not President Trump's type. He doesn't go for people with big pupils. That's what everybody was talking about for a while, how larger pupils were. that's the absurdity that we're fed by the mainstream media. But, you know, when you're talking about the Treaty of Versailles and the fact that they bankrupted the German nation, that is essentially what these globalist treaties attempt to do to the United States. And I think that's why he looks at all this stuff, and he really does. He fears nationalism because he knows what he's doing to our countries. It's the same thing they did to Germany with the Treaty of Versailles. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture FloraLife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. You can also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And I want to move on to Iraq. Although, you know, when we talk about Syria, Gerald, after the meeting between Macron and Trump, President Trump said, well, I would love to get out of Syria. I'd love to bring home our incredible warriors. But with that said, Emmanuel and myself have discussed the fact that we don't want to give Iran open season to the Mediterranean. So we're going to be staying there. I mean, President Trump was talking publicly. I mean, he ran on the premise of let's get the troops home. He's talked about it quite a bit and tweeted about it. And then immediately he had this pushback from the Pentagon. The Joint Chiefs of Staff says, withdraw? We don't know how to do that. you're going to have to give some details on that. And then the White House has put stuff out. It's not going to happen. Then we had all these, we had the supposed gas attack and the strikes and so forth. Manuel Macron was talking him into that and now appears to be talking him into staying. And Macron says, I'm very happy about the discussion we had together because we raised very new issues, very new solutions together, especially the fact that the Syrian crisis and the Syrian situation should be part of this broader picture. So it looks like we're staying there. And so what is going to be happening there and in Iran? What do you think, Gerald?
Well, first of all, the French can't get over their colonial trip. I mean, that's they were there after World War II, and they, you know, they can't get over it. They looked at back down in Mali and other places where they were colonized. So, you know, they just have the same kind of sick minds that you have in other countries that keep invading foreign nations to rip them off of their resources.
Except I don't know if they've got any troops in. I don't think the French have any troops. They're using us. They say we, but they're using us.
Well, he wants to get involved in it more.
Yeah.
And that's what he's pushing for.
Mm-hmm.
And I have read that there actually are French troops in there from some reading.
Well, he has upped his commitment to NATO to get a whopping 2% of their budget, you know, for defense spending. So that's real important. 2%. If only we were that low. I mean, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and they're back down in Mali and Niger, of course, because of the resources. And, you know, much of France's electricity is nuclear powered. So they need that, you know, that stuff that drives them, you know, uranium. Mm-hmm. And Niger is filled with it. And that's right between Mali. It's right on the borders over there. And by the way, the whole place became destabilized after Sarkozy, the other slimy French guy, and arrogant Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, along with Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, Susan Rice, and that other little boy of nothing, Cameron, destroyed Libya. And that's when all of those people went down there and destroyed that area. So going back to Syria and Iran, that's our greatest concern, that there's going to be conflict with Iran. And we believe the Saudis, the Israelis, and the United States are pushing this the most. This is a quote that Trump has been saying quite frequently. The Iran deal is a terrible deal. We paid $150 billion. We gave them $1.8 billion in cash. That's actual cash, barrels of cash. It's insane. It's ridiculous. It should have never been made. All right, that payout of $150 billion, that's what the U.S. Treasury stole from Iran when things broke apart in the 1970s.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That we didn't give them back. We didn't give them. That was their money.
Yeah, that's right. We took away their elected president and we put in the Shah of Iran, and then the CIA went in there and trained their secret police, the Savak, to enact a reign of terror against that country. So it's, you know, they hate America. It's a very dangerous situation. I mean, they are real enemies of America, but we made them into real enemies. That's what our foreign policy is designed to do, and it does it very well.
Oh, they've been excellent at it. I mean, we haven't won a war since World War II. Look, isn't Iraq a lovely place? I mean, I was thinking of going to Tripoli in Libya for summer vacation because Venice is so packed with people. I don't want to go there anymore. I mean, you can't go anywhere. They've destroyed these joints. And then Trump talks about the $1.8 billion and we put it in barrels and brought it over to him. No, no, no. That was a military deal that the Shah had done with the United States, and they never supplied the equipment. And then as part of the settlement plus interest, that's how it got to $1.8 billion. So we didn't give Iran anything other than their money back that the United States stole from them and used for all those years. Oh, by the way, just like we stole from Libya that nobody ever talks about.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, it's also the Saudis. You got MBS, you know, Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, making the tour of America and European capitals, talking about how Iran is worse than Adolf Hitler. And yet when they ask our head-chopping ally about Wahhabism, he says, Wahhabism? What is that? He actually pretends that he doesn't know what that is.
I know.
And they've got a war going on in Yemen. Everybody is freaking out about an alleged gas attack that happened in Syria, and yet they are, as our allies, they are bombing this wedding. They killed the bride. They killed 20 people. They've mutilated children, lost their limbs. Nobody in the Western press talks about that dirty little war, that dirty little secret that they've got. But it has really helped them. All this uncertainty and fear has really helped the price of oil, which may be what this guy's looking for in the first place.
You got it. Because they have an unemployment rate in Saudi Arabia of about 13%. Two-thirds of the employees are employed by the government. They need oil at $100 a barrel for their budget to break even. And the clown prince has said that he wants oil to be back to near $100 a barrel.
Yes.
And when you're talking about Yemen before, who's supplying him with the weapons to do the murder?
We are.
That's not we. The government, because you and I aren't doing it.
Yeah.
So
well, they take our tax money, Gerald, so it's like they hold a gun to my head and make me send them the money, and then they use it to hold guns to other people's heads and fire them.
So if the United States gives the weapons for the mass murder of all these innocent people, and they have a cholera epidemic, and the World Health Organization says that it's the greatest health crisis in the world going on today in Yemen, are the United States people accessories to the crime? So if you know someone's going to commit murder and you give them the murder weapons, are you an accessory to the crime?
Yeah, yeah. And what gets me is the blind eye that we turn to the people who are supposedly on our team. If we say that they're our ally, then no matter what they do, we cannot criticize them for that. But if they're on the other team, we go around looking for gnats to swat, you know. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me, this kind of blindness that we turn to these types of crimes.
Well, you said it perfectly before. You know, oh, isn't it terrible? These children were killed with chlorine gas. Gas bad. Cluster bombs good.
Yeah.
Depleted uranium is excellent. Oh, and how about carpet bombing? No, I got it. How about the mother of all bombs? They're beautiful. Don't use gas. Missiles, perfect.
Yeah.
What hypocrisy. How come nobody's calling these people out on this stuff?
And that's the amazing thing. Robert Fisk, who went there and talked to doctors, named the doctors and everything, said these people were dying of the dust from the massive bombing campaign. Well, they don't want to say that. It's got to be gas. They can't die of dust inhalation like, you know, people 9/11 as the buildings are coming down. I mean, they died long term or short term from that. That can't be that. It's got to be a poison gas. So that entitles them to do whatever they wish. It's absolutely amazing to me.
Well, I don't think the word amazing is right. I think, let's say, psychotic.
Yeah.
What kind of mental disease could we put on a term like this? And by the way, I want to thank you so much for Real News and what you're doing. What you're saying isn't being heard virtually anywhere, with the exception
of
a few of us.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the economy when we come back with Gerald Celente. Again, you can find him at trendsresearch.com. This is the guy who knows what's going to be happening. So we're going to talk about what's up for the stock market, for gold, for other economic issues when we return with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente, publisher of Trends Journal. You can find that, subscribe to that at trendsresearch.com. Also, you can find Gerald and follow him on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Gerald, we've been talking about the insanity of our foreign policy, the continuing U.S. empire by the military-industrial complex. But let's talk a little bit about economic issues because, of course, a big part of this, as you said in the last segment, Saudi Arabia needs to get oil back to $100 a barrel. I think it was August 2016, if I remember correctly. I talked about it yesterday. It was down to $26 a barrel. And that was because of increased domestic production of oil here in the United States and decreased demand globally because of a weak economy, because of Obama. Things started turning up when the economy started turning up after Trump was elected. But now this panic as to what's going to happen, this uncertainty, this fear about war in the Middle East has pumped it up. It was about $69, $70 yesterday. Today, it is now $75 a barrel. They need to get it to $100 a barrel. Looks like that's going to happen. What is this going to do to the economy? What's it going to do to the stock market?
Well, if oil hits $100 a barrel, say goodbye to the equity markets globally. Look at the retail sales in the United States. You know, they're very soft. And then when you look at the tax cuts that Trump put in, according to the Brookings Institute, the average middle class family is going to get this year about $930. Mm-hmm. And so now we have already seen half of that eaten up with the increase in gasoline prices this year. That's just gasoline prices.
Yeah.
So that doesn't count home heating oil and all the rest. Mm-hmm. So now let's look at the markets. They're way over leveraged and way overvalued. According to the Shiller Index, they're near, you know, pre-dot-com bubble and pre-Great Recession highs. The only thing that's keeping the markets up is cheap money. The cheap money that came back from the tax cuts because of repatriating that money overseas, going into stock buybacks. And stock buybacks right now, David, are at record highs for this early in the year, and they're looking at over $800 billion in stock buybacks. That's pushing the equities up. What happened this week when the equities started going down? Yields started going higher on Treasury, 10-year Treasury. So the fear of interest rates going up is bringing the markets down. Earnings, yes, they're very good. They're doing fine. But again, that also has to do with more money coming back from the tax cuts. But that's already discounted into the market. We know that's there already. So an outside shot like a war in the Middle East between the United States, Israel, Saudi Arabia against Iran, kiss the markets goodbye.
And the economy too, because we both remember when OPEC first reared its ugly head with the Saudis and, jumped up oil, and we had the oil embargo and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it was, if we want to see the economy absolutely tanked, I mean, you just talked about how it's going to eat up the tax cuts for people. But it's going to take the entire economy if we get a massive spike, that comes up very quickly in the oil industry. And we've got the Federal Reserve now raising interest rates. I mean, this is kind of looking like deja vu all over again. The days of Jimmy Carter could come back to haunt us, where we had stagflation. You had very high interest rates, very high inflation, and then we had no growth in the economy. This spike in oil could do all of that to us.
Exactly. And then you look at what happened when that spike of oil hit and what happened to the equity markets back then. And again, that's when I started buying gold, by the way. My first time I bought gold was 1978 at $187.50. dollars an ounce.
That's why we call you the expert on trends. You see this stuff coming. I wish I had had that kind of foresight.
Well, I was in D.C. and then when Carter came back and said that the Shah was the island of stability in the Middle East and everybody was applauding, I said, what will the implications be? Because I knew that the thing was going to be overthrown. There were millions of people taking to the streets. They hated this guy. You mentioned the SAVAK, the secret police. They were second only to the SS, or maybe they even had them beat. So I realized that gold and oil prices would go up, and I started speculating. And that's how I quit my job. I was the chief government affairs specialist for the chemical industry back then in D.C. And I was tired of doing that job. I didn't like what I was doing anymore because I realized what I was doing. And that's how I got out of it. But now we're going fast forward to now.
Yeah.
And what we're saying to our subscribers and your listeners, prepare for the future. Have an idea what's going to happen. Gold, and I don't give financial advice, gold is still the ultimate safe haven asset. The downside risk of gold that we see at tops is $100 lower. And that's very little to go down. The upside, it's a Bitcoin bounce, in meaning it'll go way over 2,000 once it breaks 1450 is our forecast. Going back to the Middle East, you have a lot of craziness going on over there, and we don't see an end coming.
Yeah, that's, and you know, when you brought up Bitcoin, one of the things that I think is interesting is that Tehran, you know, capital of Iran, they just announced that they are going to prohibit the use of any cryptocurrency because they are having a big problem with their fiat currency. And that's, of course, always the pattern that we see everywhere. You know, Gresham's law is that good money drives out bad money. Well, the essence of the fiat currency is that they can just mandate that you have to use their stuff and they can mandate that you can't do other things. But the other part of this, too, is the fact that they are now going to be reporting all their foreign currency exchanges in euros rather than U.S. dollars. We have used our position of having the world's reserve currency, the petrodollar. We have used that and abused it to the extent that you have China, you have Russia, you have Iran, you have all these different people that we have used our position of having the world's reserve currency to punish them economically. They're all looking for ways to undermine or to destroy our position as having the world's reserve currency. If they do that, then we're going to have to have the rules of economics that everybody else has to follow apply to the United States. We're not just going to be able to paper everything over and imagine that we don't have a debt.
Well, it's true, but we still have a ways to go for that. Because when you look at the reserve currencies now, you know, China is only about 2% in the whole game. But again, it's very important what you mentioned, because it's the beginning of the trend. And there's going to be a time when people are paying. And matter of fact, as you mentioned, they already have the petro yuan, and they're going to continue with that. So
and they just started that back in March 26th, though, and automatically it went to like the third exchange on the oil after the West Texas Intermediate and Brent crude. Now they've got the Chinese thing. So immediately it jumped up pretty high, and they haven't started backing that with gold yet. So they've got long-range plans they've been laying for a long time because of the way that we have thrown our weight around with the reserve currency of the petrodollar.
Yeah, I want to read something. You know, remember the Vietnam War, the Korean War, the Cold War, how we had to hate those commies, couldn't trust those commies, can't stand those commies, those lousy, rotten commies. This is from the Chinese press yesterday. President Xi, General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, Central Committee has stressed the importance of studying Communist Manifesto. The purpose of reviewing the Communist Manifesto is to understand and grasp the power of truth of Marxism and write a new chapter of socialism with Chinese characteristics in this new era. It is necessary, quote, to apply the scientific principles and the spirit of the Communist Manifesto to the overall planning and activities related to the great struggle, great project, great cause, and great dream.
Yeah.
Now, here they are promoting communism, how we were taught, we got to go to the Vietnam. Those dominoes are going to fall. We're going to have communism in California before you know it. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's very much like that. All the people that have been killed in the name of communism, all our men and women, whose lives have been destroyed in the name of communism, but then, hey, we're going to do business. It's okay that they're commies. As long as we could do business, it's all right. What hypocrisy from the gangs running this country, the Democrats and Republicans, the murderers and the thieves. Where are they? How come communism's okay now?
Yeah. Well, they've always been allied with the central bankers. It was the German central bankers that gave Lenin the $10 million and had him start the communist revolution. It's these people who put the Chinese in the catbird seat because they are the beta test site for global tyranny. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald Celente. You can find him at trendsresearch.com. That's where you can get Trends Journal and find out what's going to be happening in the world. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and the next hour we're going to be joined by Roger Stone here in studio. We're going to talk about his reply to the Democrat lawsuit, latest example of legal insanity, and they may become they may be hoisted by their own legal petard. Maybe blown up by their own legal bomb. I think that's really what's going to happen. So he'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. I want to talk about something that is another example of why you do not want to have the government controlling and mandating and limiting healthcare. Understand that if the government can provide healthcare and becomes a sole provider of healthcare, it can also become the sole denier of healthcare. And we've seen this happen now a second time. Alfie Evans, another child in the UK, just like we have seen once before. There was a child who suffered from a condition, wanted to come to America where there was an experimental treatment, and they said, no, you're not going to be able to go. And they fought it and fought it and fought it until he got to the point of no return. And they killed that baby. That was the national health system in the UK, and they're doing it again to Alfie Evans. His parents have now lost their legal challenge to remove their son from the British hospital and fly him to a hospital run by the Vatican in Rome for experimental treatment. The judge that shut this down called his ruling the, quote, final chapter in the case of this extraordinary little boy. Isn't that amazing? It's just amazing to me to see a bureaucrat say, I'm going to set the final chapter in your life. This is a death sentence for your child. And he said, the judge indicated it might be possible for Alfie to receive care at home, quote, for his final days or hours. Doctors removed his ventilator just after 9 o'clock yesterday evening. But instead of dying, the baby started to breathe on his own. Eventually, they gave him a little bit of oxygen. How kind of them, as well as a little bit of water, some hydration. Boy, those people in the government hospitals are so kind and considerate and compassionate, aren't they? The judge also slapped down the family's lawyer for, quote, highly charged language and ridiculous emotive nonsense. Yeah, if you want to try to save the life of a baby, don't get too passionate about it, because I'm just going to shut it down for legal reasons. I don't have any compassion. Why wouldn't they let the parents do it? Well, same reason they wouldn't let the other baby do it. Because it's about their bureaucracy. Got to keep that bureaucracy going. That's the most amazing thing about this. And so Does that happen in the United States? Oh, it already does. We've got an FDA that denies treatment to many people who are terminally ill. You don't have a right to try. And, of course, we've had a fight that's been going on Capitol Hill. Looks like we're going to lose that fight. Advocates for a White House-backed legislation that's intended to make it easier for sick patients to get access to experimental drugs are frustrated. Congressional momentum behind the Right to Try bill has ground to a halt. And, of course, the Democrats have united in opposition to this and have said they don't want you to have a right to try. All these pro-choice Democrats, right? Not a pro-choice if it comes to medication. Not a pro-choice if it comes to saving lives. Only pro-choice if you're going to kill babies and sell their body parts. Back in August, the Senate approved the Right to Try legislation that was introduced by Senator Ron Johnson. They did it by unanimous consent. But now they can't agree on the details. It was also passed in the House, even though it had been stagnant because Paul Ryan wouldn't do anything about it. But when Trump got involved and called out to Congress to try to pass it in his State of the Union address last January, then it started moving forward. They actually passed it over the objections of the Democrats who don't want you to have a right to try. They don't want you to have a right to life. They argue. This is the argument of the opposition. These right to try bills put patients in danger by effectively sidelining the FDA. Oh, that's it. See, the FDA gets eternal life. The FDA gets godlike powers over life and death. And that's what Chuck Schumer said. He said, the key is we need to ensure that there's a safety mechanism in place. We've got to make sure the FDA is part of the process. That's right. We got to preserve the life of the bureaucracy. To hell with your life. To hell with your lives of your kids. And Mitch McConnell is stonewalling this as well. That's it. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Chuck Schumer, they don't want you to have a right to try. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
You know, it was back in the 1980s when Robert Bork talked about us slouching toward Gomorrah, the guy that Ronald Reagan picked for the Supreme Court. The liberals were able to shut him down. That was really a rhetorical firebomb thrown at the liberals. They took it that way. They really hated his guts for saying that. But you know, it was true. We were slouching toward Gomorrah at the time, and we are living in it right now. Let me give you some examples of this. We've had a new study come out that describes breastfeeding, says, you use the term natural, that is unethical. It's unethical, they say, to define breastfeeding as natural. Why? Because it reinforces gender roles. You can't call breastfeeding natural. You've got to call transgenderism natural. This is the insanity that they're pushing to everybody. They said it's ethically inappropriate for government and medical organizations to describe breastfeeding as natural because the term reinforces rigid notions about gender roles. This is a study in Pediatrics magazine. Coupling nature, they say, with motherhood can inadvertently support biologically deterministic arguments about the roles of men and women in the family. For example, that women should be the primary caretaker. No, they want to confuse everybody with gender. The American Pediatric Society, not this Pediatrics magazine, I don't know what that's about. It's not an official magazine, but the official American Pediatric Society has said that gender is biological, it is objective, and it is binary. Two. There's two genders, male and female, and they don't want you to say that. They hate that. And so you can't talk about breastfeeding being natural. They're very upset at the Department of Health and Human Services, that the American Academy of Pediatrics, that the World Health Organization, and that several state health departments have all promoted breastfeeding over bottle feeding. And they use the term natural. So you can't say that. You can't say that what is natural is natural. These are the policemen of our language, the double-speak policemen of our language. Referencing the natural and breastfeeding promotion, they said, may inadvertently endorse a set of values about family life and gender roles, which would be ethically inappropriate. They should quit describing breastfeeding as natural. The study's authors, two women, Jessica Martucci and Anne Barnhill, clearly have in mind an alternative set of values and beliefs about which they are not transparent. Oh, yeah. Transgendered. This is IWF.org talking about this. They said, this is part of the discussion about whether or not conventional views about motherhood exclude transgender people. The progressive obsession with gender and sexuality has, of course, permeated all fields of academic study. And this is something that's being promoted by the UN. This is something that's being promoted by the Department of Education. It's being promoted to children in kindergarten. And that same American Pediatric Association that said that gender is objective, biological, and binary also said that it causes the rate of suicide goes up. But it's a massive increase in suicide of kids that are confused about gender fluidity. You preach this to kids who haven't even reached puberty. They don't even know what gender is. But it doesn't stop there. We've got a Temple professor. A professor of geography and urban studies, so clearly qualified to speak about gender, right? Says the American home is an oppressive cisgender space. Oh, what does cisgender mean? See, natural cannot be used. Natural is unethical. So they have to create a new term, the transgenders, create a new term for natural. Natural, they say, is cisgender. They want to make natural sound unnatural. This is the way they play with the language. Always selecting the language. That always gives them the high ground in terms of the argument. So this professor of geography and urban studies is lecturing us. He's got an article that's entitled Trans Objects, Materializing Queer Time in U.S. Trans Masculine Homes. Yeah, keep your kids away from universities. I mean, it's just gotten too crazy. When I was there, all they were doing was trying to shove Marxism down our throats. It wasn't this kind of insanity. Argues that traditional American homes fail to embrace trans objects. He said transgender individuals should fill their living spaces with objects that remind them of the trans experience. Things like photographs and items of decor. Things that will materialize the queerness of transition. Thus constitute a material expression of queer time. Yeah, this is where the universities are right now. But it gets even more crazy. We've got House Democrats now voting to allow female genital mutilation. Oh, because they support women, right? A final vote of 77-70, the main House killed the female genital mutilation ban because of House Democrats who were trying to get the votes of Maine's growing Somali Muslim community. That's all what it's about. They will flip on women in the same way that they go back and forth between different racial and ethnic groups. It's like, okay, where is the big voting bloc coming, and how can we divide and conquer people? They don't care what's in people's best interest. Not at all. And in China and India, we now have the ability, through science, to determine sex at only 8 weeks. And now what people are looking at is even worse gendercide in those countries. India has 63 million more men than women. China has 34 million more men than women. They have been doing their best to abort children based on their sex, mainly because of the one-child policy in China. And now they're going to be able to do this gendercide starting at just 8 weeks. And one more piece of news here. We've got GQ magazine. And you probably have heard of this by now. They came out a couple of days ago. Did an article, 21 books you don't have to read. Guess what one of them was? The Bible. But they also had on that list things like A Farewell to Arms, The Old Man and the Sea, Lord of the Rings, Catch 22, and then the Bible. Now, you don't need to read any of these books. Just read GQ magazine. And I can understand why they would say that, because their subscriptions and their readership is going through the floor. I mean, this is pathetic. It's pathetic. I mean, it got headlines because of them talking about the Bible, but basically they dished on a whole group of literature here, because Condé Nast, that owns GQ, has had the biggest audience decline ever, overall dropping 6%. One of their magazines, Glamour, plummeted by 26%. GQ, this magazine that's telling you don't need to read Lord of the Rings, you don't need to read the Bible, you don't need to read any of that stuff. Just read our little piece of trash and we'll tell you everything you need to know. We will educate you about culture and about history and about God. Yeah. Uh-huh. So you just trust them. GQ is now down 3.7% on the year to 95,024. About 2/3 of its print circulation is paid for. That's pathetic. That's pathetic. These people are desperate, desperate for influence. They don't have it. Who cares what they say? Least of all, God. I'm sure he doesn't care about it. And, you know, we've had Snopes, the fact checker, the people who are going to tell you what's real, what's fake. They've been chosen by Facebook and by all these social media sites, Google and everything. They're going to vet all the news for you. They're going to tell you what you can read and what you can't read. And so they came out and said, well, all this stuff about the fact that this California law that's going to pander to transgenderism, you criticize that, you're going to get shut down. And they said, that's fake news. That's fake news. Not happening. Well, the LA Times had disagreed with them, first of all. The LA Times said this could lead to the ban of the Bible. And as WND points out, there's a video now of one of the California State Assembly members. The guy who is one of the backers and movers of this bill said the First Amendment doesn't prohibit banning fraudulent content, you know, like the Bible. He says the faith community, like anyone else, needs to evolve with the times. Yes, we must all fall down and worship before the transgender altar of insanity. This is basically, folks, this is this Brave New World thrown in with a good bit of stomping on your face like 1984. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products We have it in InfoWars Life. It takes hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product, it goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nascent Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent Iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and joining us now is our own Roger Stone. And we want to talk to Roger about this phony lawsuit, but also about the JFK assassination documents. There's some new updates on that. Tell us what's going on with that, Roger.
Well, in accordance with the 1994 JFK Assassination Records Release Act, Donald Trump has kept his commitment and today released the last 19,000 documents. And has ordered that no document can be withheld entirely. And to the extent that there is withheld material, which is under his orders only supposed to regard someone who is still living, that material will be re-reviewed for release in 2021. So he has kept his commitment over the objections of the intelligence agencies, who asked that this last 19,000 be kicked off another 25 years. And he said, don't ask again.
Wow.
So, I have not yet had a chance to determine how much of the material is redacted, but based on what I can see, because this was just released this morning, he has kept the commitment that he made to me and to others to make this material public.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, you know, we could almost do a process of elimination with this. If they're holding out some redactions because it involves somebody who's still living, and we say, well, who could that be that would still be alive? You know, if you go back to the that long ago, I mean, there's not that many people around who are alive. So who was it that was in, people can do their own investigation here and draw their own conclusions about who was around living in power or close to power or whatever that might be embarrassed by this at this time.
And involved at the time. It has to be a relatively small number. Now, back in July when the president made this decision, the initial reaction of the intelligence agencies was to push it all off for another 25 years. The president overruled them. Then they redacted more material than he thought necessary. So he told them to go back to the drawing board. And the result is what we have today.
Well, you know, that's a real interesting thing, too, because, you know, we look at this and how they have pushed this out and said we can't let this go out because it's too important. This is something that happened, 55 years ago now? Was it 63, right?
Right.
55 years ago, we still can't let you people know this. And yet we saw the same game being played with the Intelligence Committee. They had the memo where they had drawn the conclusions and they had their report and they said, no, it's top secret, can't see it. President Trump looked at it, put it out there unredacted, and we saw all of that stuff. And we said, this is what we've all been talking about for the last year. We've had, this is not even really anything new. So the big scandal to me about that was the fact that they would try to hide that report, try to classify it as top secret when it was something that, A, we pretty much already knew, and B, the public should have known that.
Well, and their argument that, you know, Mr. President, we're gonna expose our people is false. Most of their people are dead, yeah. No longer in service.
55 years.
But what they are exposing is their methods. They yeah. leak then, they leak now. They fabricate stuff then, they fabricate stuff now. The Steele memo. So it's a window into
how they assassinate them. They assassinate now.
Exactly yeah. right. Yeah. So it's a window into how they operate, and that's why they don't want it released.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, the other thing I talked about earlier in the program was the fact that we've got Scott Pruitt facing questioning today. One of the things that they're going to come after him on is the fact that he has three email accounts. Two of those are about calendars and about personnel things. They're handled by other people in the EPA. Another one is him. All of them have something to do with his name or Oklahoma or whatever. But we had Lisa Jackson, who created a totally different identity, Mr. Windsor. And that was where she was getting her email. And she actually gave awards to Mr. Windsor to make him look like a real person within the EPA. So she was literally trying to hide information. And the irony, actually the hypocrisy of all this, is that what they really hate about Scott Pruitt is that he wants to be transparent with the science. He wants the data to go out there to people so the public can see the data behind the decisions, the data behind the policies. That's what they're really angry at him about. But then they come back and hypocritically say, oh, you've got these multiple email accounts. And they gave her a pass.
Well, one of the questions I would like to see him answer today, and we talked about this last night on the War Room, the EPA continues the practice of conducting these bizarre medical experiments on dogs.
Yeah.
Feeding
dogs. Well, on humans too.
feeding dogs lard and then exposing them to all kinds of toxic fumes. This is no way to treat man's best friend. Now, the president recently signed a new Veterans Administration budget that knocked out all the funding for testing on dogs. Was a great move. And I like to think that Owen Schroyer and I had a lot to do with that because we ran a campaign. We urged people to contact the president. Contact the Veterans Administrator and tell them to that hashtag dog lives matter.
Yeah.
And now we find out that the EPA is engaged in the same activity. Numerous scientists have come forward to say this has no medical value. There's no point in doing this. It's time for that practice to end.
Well, you know, you're talking about experimenting on dogs. When I came here to InfoWars, I was working with a group back in North Carolina, and right in our own backyard, we had the EPA experimenting on humans without their knowledge and consent. They were trying to up the regulations for fine particulate matter. They brought these people in. They selected individuals who had respiratory and heart issues. They hooked them up, literally hooked them up to the tailpipe of a diesel truck. They filtered out the carbon monoxide, but they wanted the particulates to come in. They exposed them to levels that the EPA that were 76 times higher than what the EPA said was dangerous. And the same Lisa Jackson was having congressional dog and pony shows with then Congressman Ed Markey, and she was saying, I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about people dying, and there's more people dying from fine particulate matter than there are from cancer. And they were doing that and trying to make this look more dangerous because they wanted to shut down the coal industry. So we went to court and tried to stop them from conducting human experimentation without people's knowledge and consent because that's in violation of the Nuremberg Convention, right, and many other laws. But they refused to do that. The judge said, no, we're going to continue with that.
That's extraordinary. Those who want to help us in this effort to stop the bizarre, cruel medical treatments on man's best friend can contact the EPA administrator at pruitt.scott@epa.gov, pruitt.scott@epa.gov, and tell them to stop these bizarre, cruel, inhumane. I mean, we're talking about drilling holes in the heads of puppies 6 weeks old. We're talking about collapsing their lungs. We're talking about inducing heart attacks. We're talking about feeding them crystal meth. We're talking about subjecting them after fattening them up with lard, subjecting them to all these toxic fumes to see if they'll die. This has no value. It is just cruel, and it has to stop.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, I would love to see the EPA go away because, or at least if they're going to keep it, let's amend the Constitution because as I read the Constitution, there's no authority that is explicitly given to the government to engage in this activity. So amend the Constitution because we got a 9th and 10th Amendment there that say you can't do it, whether you're talking about Commerce Clause or the general welfare, whatever. They made it very clear. They said, you know, maybe that's a little bit too much wiggle room. So they made it clear with the 9th and 10th Amendment, you don't have the authority to do that. You know, we've got Scott Pruitt there, and as somebody who was a state attorney general in Ohio, he fought the EPA on a lot of overreach that they had, regulatory overreach. And I think he's been a good EPA director, a very good EPA director. But the problem is that, you know, you can stop some of these abuses against testing of humans, testing of dogs, and so forth. If we leave that power structure there, if Scott Pruitt leaves, after President Trump leaves, what are we going to have? We're still going to have that structure there that's going to go back and shut down entire industries, pick winners and losers. That's the thing I'm very concerned about. All right, stay with us. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. I want to talk to you about that discovery. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I have Roger Stone in the studio, and of course we want to talk to him about this insane lawsuit put out by the DNC, naming Russia. We were laughing about this yesterday. Roger had Lionel on, and he was saying, exactly to whom do you serve a lawsuit that names Russia as a defendant?
and the Russian army, Guccifer 2.0, who they allege in the pleadings is a Russian, false. Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, Donald Trump Jr., the Trump campaign, Jared Kushner, Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, list goes on and on.
The vast right-wing conspiracy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, first of all, they have no lawsuit. This is meritless. It's baseless. It's a fairy tale. In fact, what it is a left-wing conspiracy theory dressed up as a lawsuit. The House and Senate have been able to find no evidence of Russian collusion or coordination or conspiracy. It literally doesn't exist. So the purpose of this lawsuit, which has to be seen in the larger context of what's happening right here at InfoWars, is to try to file these phony harassment lawsuits in an effort to break us financially.
Yeah, slap lawsuits, strategic lawsuits to bankrupt you, and also to fundraise.
And to silence you. So yeah, fundraise right. for them, because DNC now stands for Desperately Need Cash.
What are they, like $6 million in debt? And I think the Republican Party is like $49 million surplus.
Yeah, they're flush, which is going to be a factor in 2018. But in this case, I think they have made a mistake. So I understand the public relations purpose of this, to smear you, get the big headlines, Roger Stone sued with the Russians and so on, to bankrupt us financially, because just making a motion to dismiss this suit is $100,000.
Wow.
I mean, it's just ridiculously expensive.
Wow.
Where they have made a mistake, David, is, remember, this is all based on the premise that I worked with Donald Trump and others to hack the DNC's email with the assistance of the Russians and give the information to WikiLeaks. Well, the problem with that is we don't know that the DNC was ever hacked. There's never been any proof of that because the Democratic National Committee would not let the FBI examine their servers.
They said, go away. You can't see them.
Right.
They said, oh, so sorry we bothered you. Go away.
They brought in CrowdStrike, which is the same as bringing in Hillary Clinton. I mean, CrowdStrike is a biased partisan third-party vendor.
Yeah.
Started and funded by Eric Schmidt.
Exactly.
And they have put forward the false narrative of Russian hacking. So my lawyers on Monday served notice on the DNC, do not destroy those servers. We're going to demand to see them. We're going to demand to inspect them. We're going to bring in experts. We'll get to the bottom of whether they were ever hacked. As you know, Bill Binney, Ray McGovern, a number of other IT counterterrorism experts have asserted that there's far more forensic evidence to indicate that the information was downloaded to a portable drive and taken out the back door, most likely by Seth Rich.
Which is what we heard, we didn't have a name, but, you know, Julian Assange kind of alluded to that. But we had a former British ambassador say that I went to America, I was handed a thumb drive by a disgruntled DNC staffer and so forth. He said that. Yeah. I went there for on behalf of WikiLeaks to get that. And as you pointed out, we got William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, saying technically didn't happen. Didn't happen. And so this is going to be amazing. They're going to be blown up by their own bomb here. But as you point out, the strategic lawsuit, just as we've seen, 17, 18 lawsuits filed against Alex Jones to try to, and InfoWars to try to shut us down.
It's part of the same strategy.
This headline from CNBC, I'm sure they're quite proud of this. Trump's allies are drowning in legal fees from Russian probes. I imagine CNBC is really happy to write that article.
My legal bills are now somewhere in the $500,000 range. And remember, I have to not only contend with the House and Senate, Judiciary, and Intelligence Committee inquiries. I'm also being sued by Project Democracy, which is an Obama front, an Obama-directed front. And guess what, David? Their lawsuit is identical to this lawsuit. It's just a recycle. So I've got to defend myself in the District of Columbia. I've got to defend myself in New York State. Two different suits, the same lawsuit, the same bogus, meritless, baseless, phony lawsuit. People who want to help can go to stonedefensefund.com. I'm to the point where I have a small amount of money set aside for my grandchildren's college education. I'm going to have to dip into it to pay legal fees at this rate. It's annoying. It's harassment, and I need help.
Yeah. You know, there are some states where they do have anti-slap laws, but as many people pointed out, because I know exactly what this strategy is, they said we need to have that at a federal level. There needs to be a federal anti-slap lawsuit, because this is really insidious that people who have deep pockets or backers like George Soros or whatever can go in and destroy their opposition. You know, Alan Dershowitz has talked about this whole Mueller thing, saying we should not criminalize political differences. Well, we should not allow these criminals, these criminal politicians, to bankrupt people, to shut down entire organizations by using and abusing the court system.
Well, we moved in the District of Columbia on an anti-slap motion. D.C. has no anti-slap law. There is no slap provision in federal law. There is a very strong slap law in New York State. They should have thought of that before they filed this lawsuit in New York, but I think they're looking for a liberal Obama-appointed judge. Mm-hmm. They're venue shopping. So we may have to counter-sue, because I want to get at those servers.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to withdraw this lawsuit to try to protect their servers. So we are today anticipating the possibility of counter-suing so this doesn't go away. We can end this fairy tale of Russian hacking once and for all.
So have you filed a motion to, a discovery motion to get those servers now? You just told them don't destroy anything. Do you have to do another motion?
The lawyers are working on that. The first thing was to put them on notice not to destroy anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the odds that they've already been destroyed, bleached, I suspect, are substantial. But we're going to find out. Just the fact that they destroyed them would be an indicator of their intent and their motive here. This is all about publicity and financially bankrupting us. It's exactly like the lawsuits filed against InfoWars.
Mm-hmm.
It's precisely, it's the same strategy. Shut Alex Jones up. Shut InfoWars down. Shut Roger Stone up. Shut Stone Cold Truth down.
Oh, yeah.
And then use the lawsuit as the basis to have us taken off of YouTube, off of Facebook, off of Twitter. It's insidious.
Mm-hmm.
It violates the First Amendment. It's the new journalism, if you will. Facts, evidence, proof, those things no longer matter. The charge is the proof. The charge, the allegation is enough to hang you. It's an absurdity.
Yeah, you know, when, they talk about, cleaning the server, you know, bleach bed and everything. And remember Hillary Clinton's sarcasm, you know, oh, what do you mean wiping the server? You mean like with a cloth or whatever? You know, when they compress a drive, what they're talking about is running over it with a steamroller.
Right.
Is more likely what they're talking about.
Smashing it with a hammer.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, when you're looking at all of this, and again, the way that this is being used by Twitter that just shut you down and then shut down not just Roger Stone. It wasn't anything that you were doing that was abusive. It certainly wasn't nearly as confrontational or the language that was used by Keith Olbermann and others, and they allow him to keep going. You know, we see another example of that today. They just threw people out of a New York bar because they said, hey, if you got a MAGA hat on, we can throw you out of the bar. And you look at how they have this double standard. You know, you have bakers and photographers who, if they're Christian and they don't want to do a gay wedding, they say, no, you got to do that. But then they allow the New York bar to throw out people who are conservatives. And nothing is done to the monopoly social media companies that shut people down all the time. That's the most amazing thing to me, that they can say, well, the small business over here, not that small business, but this small business is going to be put out of business, but we're going to let the big monopolies go through unscathed.
No, it's extraordinary. Twitter's rules are extremely vague. That way, when I hurt Jake Tapper's feelings in a tweet, they could bar me for life, but Keith Olbermann can advocate the violent assassination of Donald Trump, and he's unscathed.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. And there's a Facebook page essentially saying, hang Trump, hunt him down, all this kind of, you know, you report that, they don't do anything about it. All right, we're going to be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Roger Stone here in the studio. We're going to get back to some crazy legal stuff. I want to get his comments on the FBI rats that are jumping ship and turning this thing into a circular firing squad. Looks like they have flipped, as I mentioned earlier in the program, FBI counterintelligence head Bill Priestap, the guy that would not be named. They went for a long time without really talking about him, which is curious because he was the one that Peter Schrock and Lisa Page reported to, and he reported to McCabe. So this is the guy in between McCabe and Schrock and Page. And now it's being reported by True Pundit and others that they've got sources saying this is the last guy we thought would cooperate, but he's cooperating. So it's going to be kind of interesting. So I want to get Roger's take on that as well as what is going on with it's got some information about FISA warrants, trying to find out if he was a subject of some of these. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we have some great specials right now. We've got several products at 25% off. We have BrainForce, my personal favorite. Also, BodEase and Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. I take all three of those all the time. You can get those at 25% off. Plus, as I mentioned earlier in the program, there's been a lot of news now. Finally, the mainstream media is talking about the importance of gut health. Yes, it has long been understood that it has a big impact on your mood, on your emotions, on your thinking, as well as your health. We've been talking about this for a long time, and as a matter of fact, we've been selling products to help your gut health for quite some time. You take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll find MycoZX, Biome Defense, Probiotics, many other products there to help your gut health. Finally, we have Super Male Vitality at the center of several sales that are 50% off. You can get Super Male Vitality by itself for 50% off. You can also get it in combo with a couple of other products, 50% off the combo. So you can get Super Male Vitality and the Real Red Pill, 50% off for the both of those. You can also get Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power, both of those together, 50% off. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. It supports not only your health and your family's health, but it also keeps us going as we've talked about all the different persecutions coming after us trying to shut down free speech, trying to shut down the free press. And we're just talking about all the different slap lawsuits. But Roger, let's talk a little bit now about what's going on with the FBI. Your take on all this. We've got all these people, looks like, turning on each other. It's going to be interesting to see.
It's, I think, very good news. We may finally be getting justice. What could have been better last week than Jeff Sessions announcing that if you fire Rosenstein, I will have to resign? Please, Mr. President, make my day.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the most...
It's a twofer right
this
there.
Is the most, this is the most ineffective attorney general who, as you know, has oversight over the FBI. We need an attorney general and a Justice Department committed to prosecuting the crimes that come out of these FBI revelations.
Yes, yeah.
That still continues to be the linchpin.
Instead of being committed to coming after states that say we're not going to criminalize marijuana. I mean, that seems to be his number one thing. Fortunately, President Trump is going in the other direction.
You know, he's keeping his commitment to protect state legalized cannabis for medicinal purposes, which is what he said he would do in the campaign. So I'm very proud of the president on this, that he is brushing Sessions off and moving in the right direction. As I mentioned earlier when we were off camera, today we are filing Freedom of Information requests with 40 different federal agencies to determine whether, as the New York Times reported on January 20th of 2017, I was the subject of an unconstitutional FISA warrant, that I was under surveillance. I have substantial reason to believe that I was. Ed Klein in his new book reports that I was, and that the Justice Department under Obama asked for a FISA warrant on me because of my support for Donald Trump on three occasions, getting approval only the third time, no probable cause. This is an egregious violation of my civil liberties, completely politically motivated. The fact that Ted Malik was detained at the airport.
Yes, yes.
And the fact that I have email traffic with Ted Malik leads me to believe that that is one of the fruits of the surveillance on my email. Mm. By the way, neither Ted Malik nor I did anything untoward or illegal, and we're certainly not involved in Russian collusion or anything of the kind. So it's a fishing expedition. But I was around during Watergate. I was around when six guys broke into the Watergate complex who didn't work for the government in a misguided effort to plant bugs that never worked. Here you have the use of the authority, yes, and the power of the state to spy on the Republican candidate for president of the United States. Where are the civil libertarians?
Yes.
Where are the liberals who should be outraged by spying like this? Silent.
Yeah, that's what, you know, Megyn Kelly was here, and she said, what'd you think about my Putin interview? And I said, I'm not worried about Putin. I'm worried about Brennan. I'm worried about Hayden. I'm worried about Clapper. I said, these guys, I made the same analogy. I said, this is far worse than the Watergate burglars ever were alleged to. The power that they have and the way that they're using it. William Binney, who watched the East German Stasi for his career, said that what they have now is far more powerful and being put to more sinister use than anything that the Stasi ever did. And we go back and we look at the FISA court. I mean, this is a star chamber. Earlier in the program, I talked about the fact they said, look, FISA warrants are down dramatically under the first year of President Trump. And they have rejected, it was 20-some-odd FISA warrants were rejected out of 1,600. Now, that's only significant. In other words, they're giving a 98% plus, right, rubber stamp to everything that comes through. They're in this secret star chamber, quote-unquote, court, because it's not a court. It is secret. They have one prosecutor. They have one judge. There's no review of this. You don't even know that a search warrant is being served on you. It can be general. We got a Mr. and Mrs. Verizon search warrant, like Rand Paul said. So this is an incredible abuse of everything this country was set up to avoid. I mean, they rebelled against general warrants from the British. They gave us the protections and the Bill of Rights. All that stuff is being ignored, and it's being put to political use. That's the worst thing about it. You said there were three of them that were rejected out of this. Over the last 38 years, there's only been, I think, 21 that were rejected. So you're three of those are yours. That's an act of distinction.
A historical figure. You know, it's interesting. In the lawsuit I referred to earlier, where Project Democracy, the Obama front, is suing me, Clapper, Brennan, Hayden, these guys have filed a brief in the case, essentially saying the Russians used political consultants as cutouts all the time. It doesn't say Roger Stone is a Russian agent. It's a smear.
Yeah.
They use reporters. They use political consultants. I didn't know I was that important, that the whole front line of the Obama deep state has interceded in my lawsuit. This is why my legal bills are, you know, near $500,000 at this point.
And what they're doing is, like you said, it's these broad assertions. There's no specificity. I mean, that's why we had in the Constitution, they say, oh, we got to be specific about the crime, why you're doing it, where you're going to do it, you know, the person, place, and time, and all this kind of. No specificity, just a broad brush that is painted with all this. And when we go back and look at this, you know, we started out by talking about the JFK assassination and looking at documents that were related to this. All of this stuff goes back to 1978 with the Church Committee hearing, where, again, they're looking at the CIA and its assassination programs and everything. But the essence of that was the fact that the CIA and the NSA were already spying on Americans without warrants. So they created the FISA Act to say, well, okay, we have to do secret things, and we'll do them to foreign citizens, but you can't do it to Americans. And even for foreign citizens, you got to go to this FISA court. Then they use this thing and turn it around and use it as a tool to do exactly what it was set up to prohibit.
Yeah, no, it is using the tragedy of 9/11 as a cover that we need all these extraordinary unconstitutional tools to fight terrorists. And then they turn around and use them on American citizens, yeah, for partisan political purposes. Why Susan Rice is still walking the streets, I don't understand.
Or Hillary Clinton.
Or Hillary Clinton, for that matter.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, it's incredible. And you're talking about, during the break, we're also talking about Preet Bharara and how he's trying to bring in Natalia Veselnitskaya. Well, and maybe her partner, Boris Godunov, right?
True Pundit again reported yesterday that the Russian woman lawyer, whose name I can never pronounce, who had no visa to get in the country, was given a special visa by the U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, in New York, to come to New York for the Donald Jr. meeting. A setup. Can you say setup?
Yeah.
What was the rationale for that? Preet has some questions to answer. He's got a very active blog. In fact, I think we should contact him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask him about the leaking of grand jury material in the William Walters case, but maybe I'll ask him about this first. Why did he give a visa to this Russian woman lawyer, if not for this meeting?
And it's amazing, too, because Preet is somebody that the left just simply bows down and worships. They couldn't believe that President Trump, what was it? It was a position that Trump did not renew him for.
He was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. The president replaced him, which is his prerogative.
And they freaked out about that.
This guy is no white knight, as we shall say.
That's right. All right, thank you for joining us, Roger. Very interesting, as usual. And that concludes our broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight.